It's 9 o'clock.
It's time for more 92.9 The Game Tonight as we get you caught up with all things Atlanta sports and beyond.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in 92.9 The Game Tonight. Abe Gordon here live in the Kia Studios. And look, I'll be honest, the show was pretty much set. I had done the work and moved the thoughts and segments around earlier today, and then we got some breaking news earlier in regards to Atlanta United, and you know, as part of the United broadcast crew in terms of pregame and postgame, I felt like I was compelled to discuss this quite frankly, bring you a better expert than me. And that's why I invited Jason Longshore onto the program. And Jason is on the WadeFord.com hotline right now. Of course, Atlanta United analyst and also host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And Jason, they just wouldn't give it to you for your show last night. So we had to bring you back on tonight. And for those of you who had missed the news earlier, Atlanta United, Garth Lagerwey, had announced that the team has dismissed Vice President and Technical Director Carlos Bocanegra. And before we get into the questions here, Jason, I just want to give you an opportunity to express what Carlos Bocanegra meant to this team, to this franchise. He's been here at the beginning. A lot of the decisions he made directly led to an MLS Cup and a number of other trophies. Before we really circle around towards some of the decisions that led to today's announcement, I do want to give you an opportunity to give Carlos his flowers.
Yeah, and he deserves them. And Carlos has really been one of the most influential people in the history of Atlanta United. And, you know, we're close to a decade now of Atlanta United being in existence. And Carlos was introduced to the city and to the fans in April of 2015. You know, he's, I believe, I don't remember what number employee Carlos was when he joined the team, but I think he was in single digits. And I was just at the Academy dinner. It's a great kickoff event for the upcoming Academy season with over 100 young players that are part of the club. And that was something that I think when you talk about legacy that Carlos Bocanegra leaves with Atlanta United, I know people are polarized by various moves. And you can pick all kinds of roster moves. And also, by the way, I mean, if you're a Braves fan, you have the same feelings on the Braves when moves happen. If you're a Falcons fan, same thing. If you're a Hawks fan, same thing. It's part of the gig, and anybody who signs up for it knows that. But the Academy is something different from all those others, and it's something that's special. And I talked about it tonight with the people in attendance. And when you have a weekend where Jay Fortune scores a winner for the first team on the road and gets his first MLS goal, he's a product of the Academy that Carlos Bocanegra helped build, like literally from scratch, like not out there coaching Academy kids, but creating the structure for all of them to flourish in and adapting it over the years as well. And it wasn't just Fortune, you know, with Atlanta United too, Ashton Gordon, who's still part of the Academy and is on a pro contract. He scored the equalizer, his first goal at the professional level for Atlanta United too on Sunday night. Caleb Wiley, George Bello. I mean, there's so many success stories out of that. So think what you will about various roster moves and whether you liked it, whether you didn't like it, whether you liked the signing, whether you didn't like the signing. If you look at all of the other clubs that have come into MLS, really since 2015, that wave of MLS growth, what Atlanta United has done from an academy perspective and its belief in investing in the academy and developing young talent, that's something that Carlos Bocanegra believed with all of his heart and put a lot of his soul into. And that legacy is going to be there for decades to come. He deserves those flowers being here and building what he has built literally from scratch.
And Jason Longshore joining us, Atlanta United analyst, on the news of the day, the announcement that Carlos Bocanegra would no longer continue with this franchise. I don't like the word fire, if we're going to be honest. Yeah. It seems harsh.
I'm with you.
Decides to part ways is kind of what I'm going with. But look, despite the fan sentiment, Boca out and all that nonsense, which you know how fans are and the extremes that Atlanta United fans have been, how long do you think there's been kind of momentum in this direction to move away from Carlos Bocanegra since, you know, probably since Garth Lagerwey took over?
Yeah, that would be, I think that's a fair sentiment. I mean, I don't know what that timeline looked like. I don't know, but Garth Lagerwey has talked about it since he arrived. He was going to be methodical. He was going to take his time. He wanted to create a systematic build, a build that is based on process, and he wanted to evaluate everything. And now, you know, you're in a situation, and I talked about this on our Atlanta Soccer Tonight special earlier this afternoon, myself and Mike Conte talking about this news. This is now Garth Lagerwey's team. No question about it. You know, you've added Alexi Maranchuk as one of your designated players. You have two more to go add. You will be hiring a coach, either extending Rob Valentino and taking the interim tag off, or hiring a coach. And you will be hiring a general manager, technical director, vice president, whatever you want to put a title on it. When you look at the most important faces and people in an MLS club's existence and how important it is for those people to be effective, you're talking about your three designated players that have to be impactful, that have to be effective in matches, and you're talking about your head coach, your general manager, technical director, again, whatever term you want to put to it, and your president, CEO. And these are all going to be Garth's moves now going forward. So, and I think the evaluation process, came to this decision. And now you have a not completely clean slate, but about as close as you could possibly have outside of when the club started. So it's going to be fascinating to see what moves come between now and opening day 2025.
One more question in regards to Carlos Bocanegra. How much of this move do you think was maybe inspired by the fact that the team is set up to hire a new manager? And the last suggestions, the last three from Boca have, and Pineda a little bit more so than the previous ones, have kind of been a little bit more misses than hits.
I think that's a tough one, because does that factor into it? Yeah, I think it has to. I think there's also just that challenge of professional sports. And you look at Gonzalo Pineda's time, and I think that's the toughest part of this, and maybe what made the evaluation process so difficult. You know, he came in 2021, and this was when Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra brought Gonzalo Pineda into Atlanta. And after he took over, this was one of the best teams in the league through the rest of that season. They had ground to make up from the Gabriel Heinze portion of 2021. 2022, you almost have to throw it out because of all the different crazy injury situations that the club had. So it's really hard to evaluate. And 2023 is when there was a pretty radical upheaval in terms of the roster that happened in the middle of the season. I've described 2023 as three seasons in one, where you had a pretty good team. You then took some big pieces away from that to then add bigger pieces and become a very good team. And after the League's Cup break in 2023, this was one of the better teams in MLS and took Columbus to the limit in the first round last year. Columbus went on winning the thing. 2024 has not been any of those. And that's the biggest change there. So, look, it's a results-driven business. I said this to you guys about Gonzalo Pineda, who I think is a very good coach and I think will be a very good coach. I think Carlos Bocanegra did a very good job over the entirety of his run. And now it's time, because the results have not been there, to go in a different direction. And hopefully it's a direction that is a better one in the short and the long term, and this club grows from here. But as we know,
you sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports. That is not a guarantee because of the unpredictableness and all the things that you just cannot control.
It is Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, breaking down the news of the day that Atlanta United is parting ways with Carlos Bocanegra, technical director, really since the team's announcement here. And look, we're going to get to Atlanta United and where they stand in the playoff race and kind of the rest of the season in just a moment. I just have one or two more questions, and this first one will lead to a second one here. But just want to confirm, is it your impression that the intent of Garth Lagerwey is to hire a technical director within a certain time span, or is he taking on that role beyond interim?
I think he's set to hire someone.
Okay.
He did talk about it today that he's looking at a general manager / technical director with MLS experience. So a lot of the people that he might be wanting to talk to are currently employed and probably would not be available to actually talk until after their seasons are over. So the timeline for coach and timeline for general manager might not exactly flow. I think a lot of people are expecting that you would hire a general manager and then hire a coach. I honestly don't think it's going to be that way. I think it might go the other way and you might hire the coach before the general manager.
Yeah, you kind of answered that. That was going to be my next question.
Which I read your mind,
first.
Dave.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Way ahead of you.
I needed to confirm that he wasn't going to be, you know, that he was going to hire someone to lead into that question, but you took care of that. I did have a backup question that maybe I can get into now. Atlanta United's direction had been under Carlos Bocanegra, you know, find these players young, develop them, and maybe get them into Europe for big money. And I know that Garth Lagerwey had kind of spoken about, you know, the key words he had used, prime age players. How much of that kind of direction of the team maybe went against what Carlos Bocanegra's strengths had been as a scouter?
That's a good question. And it's something that, honestly, I don't know because I think, and this is hard to judge, and again, there's only a few people who could really truly answer this question. I think a lot of the idea about the sign guys, develop guys, and then sell guys model that Atlanta United started with and had great success with in 2017, 2018, 2019, it was the replacing guys that was the hard part because you never can necessarily hit. So I think the idea now is to not have to replace guys as often. So if you hit on guys to begin with, you have them for a longer period of time. That would be the very simple way of doing that. I don't know if that was Carlos's theory in terms of buy and develop and sell, or if that was Darren Eales's theory and way to go. And look, it worked. It worked to get this club off the ground. It worked to win trophies. And that has to be said. 2024 into 2025 Major League Soccer is very different than it was 2017 to 2019 Major League Soccer. You're at a point where you can attract guys like Alexei Maranchuk and guys who are of that prime age and guys who are a little bit older than the prime age and guys who are younger than the prime age. I think the kinds of players that you can attract to this league, it's more varied than it was when the club started. So it's hard to say that purely is the reason for making a move. I think ultimately because, frankly, you know, this was a transfer window where you went out and you added Alexei Maranchuk, and he talked about one of the reasons he came is because Carlos went to see him in Italy. Yorgos Giakoumakis talked about the exact same thing last year, that Carlos going to see him in Glasgow and selling him on the club was a huge factor. So I think Carlos has had success in attracting those players as well. I think he adapted to the change in philosophy. But ultimately now it's an opportunity to have that brand new, I don't know if model is the right way to put it, but again, this is Garth Lagerwey's team, and he's going to be able to make a coaching hire, a general manager hire, and be involved in two significant player acquisitions to set this team up for success. And that's as bout of a clean slate as you can possibly have for a team that is not an expansion team.
Well, look, maybe Garth Lagerwey is listening on his drive home from the event tonight. And I know I don't have MLS experience myself, but if you need someone to go visit players in Scotland and France and Italy, I'm just saying, like, we'll talk with Conte. We'll figure something out, but I am available. So I got an updated passport, good for 10 years. Like, we're ready to go.
We'll see if we can find some budget for that move. Then maybe we need to find
next time he's in the booth up there. I might grab him, pull him inside, tell him I'm your guy.
There you go.
Final question here, Jason. Atlanta United. I'll be honest, like heading into this past win over Charlotte, I thought the goal was just to find a way to hold on to 9 through these last couple of games. Toronto drops points, though. You have a game in hand, and it's not crazy to think that 8 might actually be possible as well, but, you know, there are a lot of teams chasing and are going to try and knock you off of that. So whether it's in 8th, whether it's in 9th, what do you think Atlanta United has to do here in the last 8 games of this season to find their way into the postseason?
I think build on what we saw in Charlotte. And the clip that I played on Atlanta Soccer Tonight last night, and you guys, I'm sure, played in the full-time report after the win in Charlotte, where Rob Valentino was talking about the goal that Jay Fortune scored and how that's the kind of goal and that's the kind of team that he wants to see. You have to be the good kind of pragmatic where Atlanta United is right now. You have Moranchuk, who you are incorporating into the group. I think he's going to be better every game in terms of those connections with the guys around him. You are creating a structure that this team can build on game after game that is secure defensively. Getting a clean sheet on the road is never easy to do. And also a team that can get forward quickly and be effective in the attacking half. You know, I honestly think back to the first half at Real Salt Lake as well, as another part of that template that this team can have. Don't give up 3 set piece goals in the second half. That's a different conversation. But the way that they shut down a very attack minded RSL team after conceding in the first minute was very, very impressive on the road. You have to be safe and secure on the defensive half of the field, and you have to be able to get into that attacking half quickly, not recklessly, not just bombing it forward and hoping to go find the ball, getting into the attacking half with purpose, with pace, and then getting into good spots and taking advantage, like Jay Fortune did in his moment. That's your template going forward, and that's what this team is building towards. I think you're going to see them improve on that template in each match that they have left. But like you said, you've got a bunch of teams chasing you. New England's got 2 games in hand on you, and you don't have 6 points on them. So we'll see how that turns out. But Toronto is catchable ahead of you. I think maybe even 7th is catchable, depending on how things go. You have a lot of games against a lot of the teams around you, and you have to go, in my opinion, 45 minutes by 45 minutes. You want to be better each half of soccer you play the rest of 2024.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta Soccer Tonight host and Atlanta United analyst. I know it's been a long day, busy day, maybe unexpectedly so. Thanks so much for capping it with us here on 92.9 The Game tonight.
Anytime, my friend.
Appreciate it. There's Jason Longshore. Long day. And I don't know if they knew if this was coming or not. I'm sure they had some slight notice, but maybe not when they woke up today. It's been a long day, along with an event.
Yeah, Boca didn't know he was getting fired today.
He's probably woken up like every day since the transfer window ended. Like, is today, you know?
I mean, that phone call early in the morning. Oh, missed call from Garth Lagerwey. Ooh, I wonder what that's about.
I don't think so. What if he, like, is it time for bonuses around Atlanta United? He's like, oh, my call. And then it's like, oh, wrong call. Whoops.
Gotcha.
Couldn't have gotten that one. All right. I am way behind for a break, but we're going to catch up here. When we come back, college football. Week 2 schedule is, it's not out. We've known for a while what it was going to be, but I want to roll through it. A couple of big games, a couple of ones not to sleep on. And how many of you are actually going to be able to watch some of these if you have DirecTV or AT&T? Plus a Braves update. And a Red Sox-Mets update as we continue the chase for the third wildcard spot. A lot still to come on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.